Hello and welcome to today's meditation. To begin, I want to invite you to establish yourself in a meditation posture that you'll be able to sustain for about half an hour comfortably. Before we head into the depths of meditation, I want to invite you to take a moment to connect the deeper reason why you're meditating with your deeper intention to awaken. Allow yourself to reflect on why spiritual awakening is such a significant thing. Perhaps you've become aware of the momentum of human unconsciousness and ignorance in the world, all the ways that human beings harm each other unconsciously through our small-mindedness, our small-heartedness, our habitual self-interest. And maybe you've seen ways in which you participate in that, contribute to that. Maybe even despite your own best intentions to be part of the solution. Perhaps you've glimpsed an extraordinary potential to be very different than that, to be awake, conscious, free, an embodiment of virtue and all of the better parts of our humanity. Perhaps you've sensed how precious this life is and feel a deep longing to awaken to and embody your highest potential. To live an extraordinary life of meaning, purpose, and great contribution. Or maybe it's something else altogether. Whatever it is for you that propels you forward on the path of awakening, allow yourself to connect deeply with that right now, and to bring it forward as a clear, strong intention to give all of yourself to this practice today. I also want to invite you to take a moment to let go of any need to know how you're doing as you meditate. To let go of any need to measure your progress while you're doing the practice. To simply trust your own intention. Trust yourself to innocently and wholeheartedly try the practice. To simply apply yourself to it without any self-criticism, any self-judgment. Come to the practice with an open heart and a big heart for yourself. Appreciating yourself for being willing to prioritize something like spiritual practice in your life. The ultimate form of taking care of yourself and loving yourself is prioritizing your awakening and evolution. And with those two foundations, a firm, strong intention and an open, easeful heart, let's go ahead and begin today's practice. There is a part of you that has always remained untouched by anything that has happened in this world. There is a part of you that is outside of time. Untouched by change. Eternal. Deeply at peace. Not moved by the ups and downs of life. And I want to invite you now to just allow yourself to fall outside of time. To let go of this world. And allow yourself to simply rest in this deepest part of yourself. that knows no conflict, that knows no tension whatsoever. Allow your own consciousness to sink into this deepest dimension of being. In this place, there is nowhere to go, nothing to do. Nothing to achieve. No one to become. It's just deep and abiding contentment. No need for things to be any way other than the way they are. Allow yourself to come to rest. Allow yourself to stop struggling. It doesn't matter if thoughts are arising or if there's no thought at all. It doesn't matter if there are pleasant feelings or unpleasant feelings. Doesn't matter if our life is filled with wonderful circumstances right now, or if there are distressing circumstances. Happening for us. This part of the self is untouched by all of it. Allow yourself to rest in a place where nothing ever happened. nothing to do, nowhere to go, no problem anywhere. Falling and falling, sinking into the very depths of being. In this place of infinite depth, notice that thoughts, feelings, sensations, are like ripples on the surface of a vast deep ocean. You are that vast deep ocean. Your consciousness, your awareness. And that the depths of who you are unperturbed by what's happening on the surface. The surface is not a problem for the depth. And if you look a little more closely, you can begin to see that the surface is not even separate from the depth. There's not a place where the surface ends and the depth begins. The surface is part of the ocean. The surface and the depth are one. So even as we return now to the surface, allow yourself to recognize the depth at play in all the surface phenomena. As you re-engage with life, leaving behind the meditation, allow yourself to see the truth about life. That it's all made of depth. It's all an expression of consciousness. And with that, I'll bring our meditation to a close. Thank you.